Welcome to the Catholic Link podcast, the podcast for busy Catholics. My name is Father Rob Adams, and I am pleased to be joined, as usual now, by Father George Elliott. Father George, it's good to have you on today.
Good to be on. Thanks, Father.
Big thank you to our sponsor, the University of Dallas, the Catholic University for Independent Thinkers. You'll hear more about them at the end of the episode. This week, we are doing Wherein I Share My Thoughts. And so this is an episode about something I've been thinking about a bit, and that's the temptations of Jesus. Now, Father George, I don't know about you, but a lot of times when I thought about Jesus's temptation in the desert, I kind of thought about it maybe in kind of a very spiritual way. I didn't really feel like the Lord was actually like tempted the way that like I would be.
Yeah. You know, I think the same for me. It's almost like that scripture passage, and I think it appears in multiple of the Gospels. It almost just seems, it goes by so fast, it seems like it's not a real temptation, right? Like when we're in temptation, minutes seem to go by as hours, right? They're just, like you're just slogging through it. But then, you know, in the Gospel, I think because they're just trying to kind of quickly move through it, it's just like, he was tempted, and then he responded this, and then that was it. And then he was tempted about this, and then he responded this, and then he was, that was it, you know? But I think we're really doing a disservice to ourselves by seeing it in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I agree, because one of the things I've been thinking a lot about is that, you know, Christ knows what it's like to be tempted as a person. Being perfect, being the incarnate Son of God, doesn't mean that he didn't come in contact with a lot of things that probably even tugged on his heart. Now, that tug was different because he didn't experience original sin the way we do. But he did experience a tug just from being human and being in the middle of human stuff.
Yeah. Reality, especially creation, is complicated, right? And we have, a lot that kind of mixed goods where, you know, many different good things present themselves to us all at once. And our emotions aren't pulled towards each of those good things, even though perhaps some of them ultimately end up being sinful.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting because, you know, another thing I was reflecting a lot about is that, you know, Jesus had a reputation among people, right? The scribes and the Pharisees said he was a drunkard and a glutton, and that he hung out with women and people of ill repute, you know? One of the things that really kind of brings up to me is that Puritan Jesus didn't exist.
Mm. Yeah.
Puritan Jesus is not real. Now, that's not to say Jesus didn't condemn sin. I mean, he obviously did. He condemned sin a lot. But Jesus was a fun guy. The Lord was eminently likable.
Yeah.
And I like to think that someone who's eminently likable like that did experience temptation because they do fun stuff, right?
Right. Presented with a lot of different things, right?
And yeah.
Have to discern through all of that and work through it.
Exactly.
And I think one thing that we haven't explicitly stated also is that, you know, the devil himself tempted Jesus, right? It wasn't just kind of like the natural pull of different things, but it was like the devil himself came and tempted Christ directly. Mm-hmm.
And I think we forget that happens to us a lot too, that there can be natural temptations just in terms of goods and like, I shouldn't have this and things like that. But there can be deliberate attacks on people by evil.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that means that we have to be able to respond to it, which is what Jesus himself does in the temptations, right? Jesus himself, you notice one of my favorite ones is where Christ says, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God, right? Mm-hmm. My favorite part about that response is that he never denies the devil's temptation that like man needs bread.
Mm. Yeah. Right?
He says bread alone.
That's not all.
Right. Because so in Orthodoxy, they look at this as really, really going back to Adam and Eve, right? Like the first sin is a breaking of a fast,
mm.
right? The first sin is the devil telling Adam and Eve that men and women are just things that live on bread alone, right? That you live in this world alone, that the laws and the rules of this world are all that count. Mm. And when they eat the fruit, it's them saying, yeah, right? This is it. This is it. And then Jesus sort of undoes that in the temptation because he says, no, this is a lot. man does live on bread. Man does live in the laws of this world, relationships, politics, like all that stuff's real. But ultimately, it's the word of God that he lives on, right? It's not just that stuff. And so Christ is able to take the devil's temptation and break it, right? But it's not a puritanical rejection of fun. It's not a fanatical, I don't know, turning away from the world.
Right. I mean, that was some of really the first heresies in the church, right? Docetism, Manichaeism, Marcionism. I mean, like all of those early ones, they all included a kind of rejection of the material world.
Right.
And the church strongly responded, no, that's not okay. That's not right. In fact,
mm-hmm.
you know, the material things are good as well.
Exactly. And Father George, you had a really great comment earlier when we were talking before the show about people needing to learn how to unite their temptations and sufferings to Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. I find, you know, whenever we're suffering or tempted or whatever it is, we oftentimes almost, we kind of psychologically isolate ourselves, or perhaps it's even fair to say that the devil kind of surrounds us in that darkness so that we can begin to think that we're utterly alone in that. And, you know, we can kind of train ourselves to reach out to Jesus and say, like, oh, please help me. And we may, you know, even have like accountability partners or whatever it may be to help us in that way. But one thing that I think we don't think enough about is that, like, Christ is with us not only insofar as he, you know, helps us in temptations as this kind of like, oh, yeah, you're experiencing temptation, but Jesus didn't, but rather that, you know, Christ also, he was himself tempted. And, you know, in the eternity of God, he is in a certain sense always tempted. And
in us,
right. That actually Christ, whenever we're in a moment of temptation, whenever we're in a moment of suffering, Christ has already experienced that temptation, the exact one that you're experiencing. He is experiencing that temptation with you. And even after you defeat it, he still will be fighting that battle. And that you know, in a time of temptation or suffering or whatever it may be, difficulty, that Christ is completely there in and with you. And that suffering is not happening alone. And when we really dive deeply into that, I think first off, it helps us to understand the reality of the temptations of Christ, that he really did suffer in and with and through us. But then also it allows us to look at those temptations as real moments of union with God. You know, in a certain sense, Christ was most united to the Father in the suffering, right? Because he also wanted us to be able to be most united to the divinity in our sufferings as well.
Sure. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing all that. Yeah. We're about out of time today, but I hope once again that when people experience temptation, or especially when we hear these readings in Lent, that we're able to kind of see this a little bit more on a human side, that there's a great spiritual value in meditating on this and in knowing, like you said, that we can unite ourselves with Christ and that we're not alone in our temptations and even in our sins, because Christ is there to pull us out, right? So let's always be people of hope and keep our eyes fixed on the Lord. But in the meantime, this has been the Catholic Link podcast, the podcast for busy Catholics. Today, I do want to thank our sponsor, the University of Dallas. Father George, you have a lot more to say about this. What are your thoughts on the University of Dallas?
Yeah, so the University of Dallas calls itself the Catholic University for Independent Thinkers. And I have to say that, you know, first off, I encountered the University of Dallas because I'm here in Texas. That's where I live. And so we've got a lot of UD grads around. And also I encountered them at their Italy campus when I was in Rome, and I've just always been really impressed by, the people who are studying at the University of Dallas and who have graduated. They've, you know, they have a very good education in, you know, business, in ministry, education, humanities, and they're well-formed, intellectually, socially, you know, they're normal, and spiritually, for just a really well-lived life.
Well, that's awesome. And if anybody wants to learn more, you can find all that at udallas.edu/CatholicLink. In the meantime, I want to thank everybody for listening. I hope that these episodes on Lent have been helpful. And until next time, be safe, be holy, and we will see you then.